When you finally give birth and get to meet your new baby after 9 months of pregnancy, it is a hugely exciting moment. It can also be a time filled with mixed emotions. The first few days after birth can be awesome, overwhelming, and exhausting for you. You will be spending time gazing and cuddling your baby, but also trying to figure out how to feed him and change his nappies, and your body needs to recover from the birth. If you haven't given birth to your baby, but he has come to you much loved and wanted from an adoption or surrogate pregnancy, you will also experience the same emotional experiences of elation and exhaustion. You will gaze at your baby and wonder at his delights, while you struggle to figure out how to feed him, get him to sleep, and readjust to a total change to your life. If this is your first baby, then there's plenty of planning to do prior to the birth of your baby. The internet has all sorts of checklists that tell you what sort of equipment your baby might need and how you should prepare your home and baby's nursery, and it might seem a bit overwhelming. For ease of discussion, in this audiobook, birth will be used to describe your baby's arrival. All caregivers will be referred to by female pronouns, maternal or mother. In this context, mother refers to any biological or non-biological primary caregiver. The baby will be referred to as male or female in alternating chapters. This chapter discusses preparing for your new baby. We will cover what you'll need for your baby, what you'll need for yourself, a safe sleep space for baby, car seats, prams, baby slings, and other important equipment, preparing for the next stage, labor and birth. What you'll need for your baby. Practical items for your baby. First off, you will be bombarded by advertising about all the absolutely indispensable items you'll need to care for your baby. It's tempting to be attracted by the bright and colorful gadgets available, but it's usually best to stick with the basics until you get to know what you really need. If you have friends or relatives with new babies, they will be your best guide. Often, friends and family pass on clothes and other useful items. In the meantime, here's a list of ideas contributed by other mums that might help you. New babies wee, poo, and may bring up quite a lot of milk, so they tend to get messy. So your new baby will need quite a few changes of clothes at first. Opt for clothes that are easy to get on and off, such as jumpsuits and singlets. These clothes need to be easy to wash and dry. You may even benefit from some soft cloths or bibs to catch the milk spills.